It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hello and welcome to our show live from downtown D.C. I'm Larry London coming at you for the next hour. If you want to join the show, call 202-619-2077. That's our phone number into Studio 4. And you can also email bordercrossings@voa.gov. We'll start it off with a request from Yellow in Ethiopia. Justin Timberlake, and off the soundtrack to the film Trolls, here's JT.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. Come on, like the way we rock it, so don't stop. And under the lights when everything goes, nowhere to hide when I'm getting you close. When we move, well, you already know. So just imagine. Nothing I can see but you when you dance. On. I don't need no reason, don't be control. I fly so high, no ceiling when I'm in my zone. Cause I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. You're more like the way we rock it, so don't stop. When you dance, 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 feel a good, good creeping up on you. So just dance, 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 come on. All those things I shouldn't do, but you dance, dance, dance. And ain't nobody leaving soon, so keep dancing.
I can't stop the feeling.
So just dance.
Crossings, Can't Stop the Feeling, Justin Timberlake by request for Yellow in Ethiopia. And in Ethiopia, I know Shegar FM turned 10 this week. So congratulations to Shegar FM 102.1 on their 10th anniversary. Justin Timberlake, meanwhile, has been with his wife, Jessica Biel, for a number of years now. They wed in 2013. And about 2 years ago, they welcomed a little baby boy, Silas Randall. And there have been some tabloid rumors that the marriage is on the rocks. They're having problems, but Justin and Jessica laugh it off and say it's nonsense because they couldn't be any happier than they are right now. Justin Timberlake, meanwhile, still hasn't come out and actually 100% confirmed to the world that he is the halftime Super Bowl entertainment this year. But that is the word from inside the NFL. And they haven't issued a statement yet either. But right now, the kind of talk is that Justin Timberlake has signed on the dotted line, and they're just not ready to announce the fact that he is going to be the Super Bowl entertainment this coming up February. Justin Timberlake, he's working on a new movie, too. Busy, busy guy. He's co-starring with Selena Gomez, Kate Winslet, and a number of others in a Woody Allen film that's been in production in New York City. Justin won Star Search when he was 11 years old, the TV talent show. And right after that, he was on the Disney Channel. So he's been working in show business ever since he could, you know, hold a hairbrush, hold a microphone. This is Border Crossings. Thanks for listening to the show. 202-619-2077 is our number to call if you want to join the program. Couple things I'll be covering this hour. I mentioned yesterday that I have great interviews coming up with some mega stars, and I'll be telling you about those interviews in the course of this show today. Also, I wanted to mention that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees have been announced today, and I will tell you who those Rock and Roll Hall of Fame potential inductees are, and you can decide for yourself. I know at first they come out with a long list, then the Hall of Fame committee have to vote and decide and discuss and figure it out and narrow it down. So it isn't everybody who's eligible. Everybody who's nominated doesn't get in. So I'll go over that list a little later on, and you can decide for yourself. I like that person, or I think they're ready, or whatever. That's coming up later on, so stick around. I've got a request from Hafsatu. Hafsatu listens in Nigeria to the show. Kesha came on the scene back in 2009 with a big hit called TikTok. And since that time, she's not had the easiest career. She was once known as the Queen of Glitter, because she used to actually douse herself with glitter before she would go on stage and perform. And she said that that used to make her feel good, gave her confidence and made her feel good. She appears in the new issue of Rolling Stone magazine right now, and she talks about some of the difficulties she's been through in the last few years. Her career was on hold for about 4 years during a lawsuit with her record company and her producer, Dr. Luke, where she alleged sexual assault, emotional assault, and some other things as well in the legal action. She ultimately didn't win. Dr. Luke has said it's okay for her to go on with her career because he holds her contract along with Sony. And so she's now got a new album out called Rainbow, and people seem to love the album, and it's doing very well for her, and she's on tour. And she told Rolling Stone, "I still love the old Kesha, even though I'm the new Kesha now. I still love the old Kesha. Everybody used to make fun of me for my mohawk hairstyle." And this song is called Praying, brand new from Kesha for Nigeria.
Almost had me fooled. Told me that I was nothing without you. Oh, but after everything you've done, I can thank you for how strong I have become. 'Cause you brought the flames and you put me through hell. I had to learn how to fight for myself. And we both know all the truth I could tell. I'll just say this is, I wish you farewell. I hope you're somewhere praying, praying. I hope your soul is changing, changing. I hope you find your peace. Who I am. No more monsters, I can breathe again. And you said that I was done. Well, you were wrong, and now the best is yet to come. 'Cause I can make it on my own. Strength of never known. I will find and bring back.
Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
You must think that I'm stupid. You must think that I'm a fool. You must think that I'm new to this. But I have seen this song before. I'm never gonna let you close to me, even though you mean the most to me. Cause every time I open up, it hurts. So I'm never gonna get too close to you, even when I mean the most to you. In case you go and leave me in the dirt. But every time you hurt me, the less that I cry. And every time you leave me, the quicker these tears dry. And every time you walk out, the less I love you. Baby, we don't stand a chance. It's sad, but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbye.
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 I know you're thinking I'm heartless. I know you're thinking I'm cold. I'm just protecting my innocence. I'm just protecting my soul. I'm never gonna let you close to me, even though you mean the most to me. Cause every time I open up, it hurts. So I'm never gonna get too close to you, even when I mean the most to you. In case you go and leave me in the dirt. But every time you hurt me, the less that I cry. And every time you leave me, the quicker these tears dry. And every time you walk out, the less I love you. Baby, we don't stand a chance. It's sad, but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbye.
Crossings on the Voice of America and Sam Smith's brand new song, Too Good at Goodbye, is a request from Diego Ziv, who listens in Monrovia to our show, and said, it is my birthday this week. So happy birthday, Diego, and thank you for the request for Sam Smith. Sam's been in the news a little bit recently. First of all, he was interviewed about a week ago on Beats One, and he said at that time that he's very single. He said the song, Too Late for Goodbyes, was about a relationship that he was in and is no longer in. He was heartbroken. It ended. He's very single. In fact, he didn't want to record any new music. His team is the one that actually got him into the studio to record. But however, this past week, a week later, we see a photo that was taken of Sam making out with an actor from the Netflix drama 13 Reasons on the Streets of London, Brandon Flynn. So apparently, Sam has found love again. So that's good news for Brandon and Sam. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. Coming up next, A and Donna Pever made a request, and he wants to hear a song from Stevie Wonder for everybody celebrating 57 years of independence in Nigeria. This is called Happy Birthday on Border Crossings.
perfectly than to have a world party on the day you came to be.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
I just never understood how a man who died for good could not have a day that would.
Border Crossings on VOA 1.
I see the sunrise creeping in. Everything changes like the desert wind.
here she comes, and then she's gone again. And I'm just a traveler on this earth, sure as my heart's behind the pocket of my shirt. I just keep rolling till I'm in the day, 'cause I'm a traveler. Oh, I'm a traveler. I couldn't tell you, like the rubber turning on the ground. Always lost and nowhere bound. I'm just a traveler on this earth, sure as my heart's behind the pocket of my shirt. I just keep rolling till I'm in the dirt, 'cause I'm a traveler.
Border Crossings, and I thank you for listening to the show. That's a Chris Stapleton song called Traveler for Alpha Jor from Ghana, who's listening on 98.1 FM. Chris Stapleton will be joining Carrie Underwood and George Strait in Nashville on November 12th when they perform in a big, giant benefit concert to raise money for victims of the hurricane in Florida, Texas, and Puerto Rico and the Caribbean. And this is a big, giant country concert. It's called Country Rising. And many country stars will be participating. Garth Brooks, Jason Aldean, Dierks Bentley, Sam Hunt, Lady Antebellum, Little Big Town. The list goes on. This is a huge event, November 12th, and that's at the Bridgestone Arena in Nashville. And they're going to try and raise some money to help out all those people who are homeless and dealing with loss of life and things like that. So, for all the country fans, Alpha Jor, thank you for requesting that song here on Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. I mentioned at the start the rock and roll induction list. The first draft is available now. It's out. The first wave of nominees have been named. Now, you have to be in the business at least 25 years. They have certain criteria. You have to be in the business 25 years after your first record was released. That's what's required to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. There are many superstars who still aren't in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Here are this year's list of considerations. Bon Jovi, Radiohead, Rage Against the Machine, LL Cool J, Nina Simone, J. Geils Band, The Cars, Depeche Mode, The Eurythmics, Dire Straits, Judas Priest, The Zombies, The Moody Blues, and Kate Bush. So there you go. Those are the nominees. Oh, also, there's a couple others. MC5 from Michigan, the band Rufus with Chaka Khan, which is different than Chaka Khan alone, but Rufus with Chaka Khan, and The Meters, which is another band, The Meters. So there you go. That's your list of considerations, and they'll narrow it down. I think, if I'm not mistaken, 12, 8 or 12 are the final numbers that get in out of all those names I just mentioned to you. So we will keep you posted on who the final inductees will be for the newest class into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Coming up next, a request from Rebecca Zona from Sierra Leone. She wants me to play a Celine Dion song for her husband, and it's their anniversary. So she said, tell my husband I love him. And this is for him and our anniversary. So that's a very special occasion. Now, Celine Dion is in Las Vegas performing at Caesar's Palace. And I know this week has been particularly hard for her because she's been living in Las Vegas for about 5 years now, performing regularly at Caesar's Palace. And she feels like she's a part of that community. So over the weekend, when 59 people were senselessly shot and killed during a country music concert and over 500 people were injured, Celine could have canceled her show Monday. She said she decided to go on. As hard as it was, she did go on stage Monday night and she cried almost all through the show. It was a very, very difficult show to get through. And then last night, Celine announced on stage she is donating the proceeds from her show in Las Vegas to help the victims of this tragedy. So that's a nice thing that Celine's doing, giving a little bit back to the community. Here's Celine Dion from Rebecca to her husband. Happy anniversary. I love you. The name of this song on Border Crossings.
What's up, you guys? This is Mike Shinoda from Lincoln Park and Fort Minor. You are listening to Border Crossings.
Should have stayed, were the signs I ignored. Can I help you not to hurt anymore? We saw brilliance when the world was asleep. There are things that we can have but can't keep. If they say, who cares if one more light goes out in the sky of a million stars? It flickers, flickers. Who cares when someone's time runs out? If a moment is all we are, quicker, quicker. Who cares if one more light goes out? Well, I do. The reminders pull the floor from your feet. In the kitchen, one more chair than you need. Oh, and you're angry, and you should be. It's not fair. Just 'cause you can't see it doesn't mean it isn't there. If they say, if one more light goes out in the sky of a million stars, it flickers, flickers. Who cares when someone's time runs out? If a moment is all we are, or quicker, quicker. Who cares if one more light goes out? Well, I do. Time runs out. If a moment is all we are, or quicker, quicker. Who cares if one more light goes out? Well, I do. Well, I do.
Border Crossings. That is one beautiful song, and a very, very touching and apropos song, given the loss of Chester Bennington in July. The band's latest album, that's the title track, called One More Light, and they just put out a video for that song just about a week ago. And Mike Shinoda did an interview. He said, it's like a roller coaster of emotions whenever we talk about this. One More Light was written with the intention of sending love to those who have lost someone, and we find ourselves now on the receiving end in memorial events, and Arts and Images fans all over the world have gravitated towards the song as their declaration of love and support for our band and the memory of our dear friend Chester. And we can't wait to see those fans again, which is why they've announced that they are going to be putting on a big show on October 27th to celebrate his memory. And it's going to happen in Los Angeles, California at the Hollywood Bowl, which seats close to 100,000 people. And they're going to have one gigantic celebration of Chester Bennington. And this will include many, many, many guests, artists, some singers, some not singers, who will come on stage. And they haven't announced who those guests will be. They're still working on all that stuff. They're keeping it kind of quiet right now. But they say that all the money raised will be given to the One More Light Fund, which they've created in the name of Music Cares, the Music Cares Foundation. And so that's going to happen October 27th. We will keep you informed and posted on what's going on with Linkin Park and their tribute show. That request is for King Boy Okworo, who's listening to Border Crossings. I want to say hi to Abu Bakar Tanko. Also, I heard from Kave Mad. They've checked in. Mawunya Adusu Amediker is listening. Cletus Clarks, Etienne Habu Mugisha, Moses James. I heard from Christian. Let's see, Blen Daniel, Albert Einstein, Yannick in Romania, Habche Etenu is with us, Reem Al-Khatan checked in as well at facebook.com/VOA Larry London, and Donna Pever, Zachlin Cholo Zaher, Bartle Bart, Benny Eximias, and Vincent Maloba, all saying hello, so I say hello right back at you. Thanks for listening to Border Crossings. All right, coming up, we've got a request now from Ephraim Merwawi. And Ephraim says, I listen in Ethiopia to Shegar FM 102.1. And I want to hear French Montana's latest hit, which, by the way, is now 4 times platinum. To get to platinum, you got to sell 1 million. So this next song has sold 4 million copies already on Spotify and iTunes and Tidal. And it's off of French Montana's latest album, Jungle Rules. And French Montana, by the way, his real name is Karim Karbouche. He's from Morocco. And he's got this big old tattoo on his neck, and it says, pray for me. And that's the kind of guy he is. Very, very, very humble man. And this is called Unforgettable for Ephraim Merwawi in Ethiopia, tuned in to Border Crossings.
Push up again.
It's Border Crossings on VOA 1.
We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore like we used to do. We don't laugh anymore. What was all of it for? Ooh, we don't talk anymore like we used to do. I just heard you found the one you've been looking. You've been looking for. I wish I would.
We Don't Talk Anymore, featuring Selena Gomez on Border Crossings. Mawashi in Kenya requested that song. Charlie's on tour with Shawn Mendes right now. I mentioned at the start I was going to give you the names of some of the guests we've got coming up on Border Crossings, so I do want to keep true to my word. On Monday's show, we're going to have the best duos of all time. We've collected some of the songs from the greatest teams like Simon and Garfunkel, you name a duo, and you're going to hear it on Monday's show. A very special program for you for the hour of Border Crossings Monday, the best duos of all time. Tuesday, we have an interview with a music star from the 60s who performed on American Bandstand a record 111 times. Freddie Cannon will be joining us on Tuesday's show. And in the near future, we've got interviews coming up with Dolly Parton, who was nominated for 49 Grammy Awards in her career, which has spanned 53 years. And October 13th, she's releasing her 44th album. It's a children's album. I had a chance to sit down and talk to Dolly Parton, and you will be hearing that interview here on Border Crossings. We've also got Ricky Nelson's kids. They call themselves Nelson. Matthew and Gunnar Nelson will be joining us. And the woman who wrote Despacito, the biggest hit of this past summer, Erica Ender, will be joining Border Crossings as well. We'll talk about Despacito and so much more. It's going to be a great show to look forward to here on Border Crossings. Coming up next, more music. Stay tuned to the Voice of America.
Shake for a shake. I'm throwing these Emirates in the sky. Spinning this awesome llama. Make them piece the M-O-N-E-Y. I love my beaches. South beaches. Surf, board, and high tide. I can just roll up because I'm swole up. So that birthday cake get the Cobra. Bugatti for real. I'm Cobra. The autobiography Rover. Got the key to my city. It's over. No thoughts. Only in the color covers. I said rackets. Wretches. Hold up.
I said rackets. Wretches. Hold up.
I know who you came here to see. If you a freak, then you come on with me. I know what you came here to do. Now bust it open, let me see you get loose.
It's going down for real. It's going down for real.
And they already know me. It's going down further than FEMA's. Girls get wetter than Katrina. You're my girl, you never seen her. Cause my tents by limousines. My touch say it's the Midas. We the plus, your man, the minus. My team blowing on that slam. Make you cough, cough, that's bronchitis. Put your hands up. It's a stick up, no more makeup. Get that ass on the floor, ladies. Put your lipstick up. Double entendre, double entendre. Why you hating? I get money, then I double up conkers.
I know who you came here to see.
GDFR, going down for real. Flo Rida from Florida. Tramar Dillard is his real name. And Flo Rida was supposed to put out a new album, The Perfect 10, which we're still waiting to hear. He keeps putting out these singles like My House and put out an EP last year as well. He's on tour doing some shows. In fact, he's scheduled to perform in China on December 1st at Shenzhen University. I'm Larry London here on Border Crossings. Thank you so much for listening, and hope you heard your requests and dedications. If not, remember, it takes 2 to 3 days. Keep sending them to bordercrossings@voa.gov or go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And on Twitter, it's #BCVOA. Thank you, Wagner Engineer, Vince, our director, and thank you for listening to the show. Have a great night. I'll catch you tomorrow here on Border Crossings. This is the VOA1 Music Network.